back with you with a very special guest, Dr. Judy Wood. And we're talking about what happened on what we now call 9/11 and how those three towers came down. And in describing Star Wars' so-called alien ray gun, we were really talking about a high-energy weapon. Dr. Wood, tell us about what a high-energy weapon could do.
But what a high-energy weapon could do?
Yes.
probably what we saw.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I have some questions about some images I've seen in Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
where you see somebody's chest is burnt to crisp, or something, you know, like a line of, it almost looks like a laser cutting something.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at all the symptoms, it all kind of concludes into one direction. Remember seeing the dust in the streets and the paper?
Yes.
The paper was not burnt.
That's right.
If you put your food on a paper towel and put it in your microwave oven, the paper doesn't get cooked, but the food does.
Yes.
So those particular waves excite molecules in the food, mm-hmm. not in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I think we see something similar.
And that would impact the steel in that building?
Yes, I believe it pulverized. That's an understatement.
Uh-huh.
To the point of molecular dissociation, just totally pulverized the building. A significant portion of the building was 50 to 100 micron sized dust.
Uh-huh.
What struck me was seeing these tests come back, that on this street, it is three different streets, and they're all the same mixture. So it was a homogeneous fluid
mm-hmm.
that came down, which if you have a building collapse, you're going to have more of something here, more of something there, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Also, where did all the debris go? I have various pictures on my website of this where you have one or two stories of rubble, high of rubble, nothing else.
Yeah.
From a 110-story building, that's over a quarter mile tall.
Uh-huh.
How do you end up with a one or two-story high pile of rubble?
You raised some fascinating questions. How did you answer that?
Well, if you look down the street and you see all this dust, just like knee-deep,
mm-hmm.
that's a bit of exaggeration, but it does cover the curb. That's a significant amount of dust,
mm-hmm.
and it's all over Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the top half of each tower.
Say that again?
The dust in the streets,
uh-huh.
I believe is the top half of each tower.
Okay.
It was just turned to powder.
Mm-hmm. So someone would have to have this high energy weapon.
Yeah.
How? On top of another building like that to aim it and to pulverize the top?
It was very well controlled. For all I know, it came from outer space, you know, from a satellite.
Uh huh.
And we've heard of things like the Star Wars program.
Yes.
Wonder what they developed in that.
No one's ever asked the question of our government, has they? So,
but it doesn't seem unreasonable if you have a microwave oven, and that's kind of common knowledge,
mm-hmm.
that you can have another wave of some other form of energy that you can aim places.
Mm-hmm. So it would make it very easy to a normal person to understand if you just multiply the power of a microwave oven to an incredible degree.
Right.
And you could understand how that could happen.
Like an industrial strength thing. That's why I call it an alien ray gun.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if the things in your microwave oven that emit the rays,
mm-hmm.
the waves if you could have that like in a, oh, something you could aim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of that mentally, is your alien ray gun.
Mm-hmm.
Aim at something and then there it goes. I don't know what it looks like,
mm-hmm.
how big it is, how they make it go, but all the symptoms point to it.
Mm-hmm. And that could be targeted from outer space.
From a satellite.
From a satellite, and we know that NASA has at least 100 floating up in space.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it's targeted from the helicopters that are flying around the thing. But I would think they'd have to be more precise.
Mm-hmm.
This is an excellent job.
Yeah. So that would also explain the It would also have something to do with how the third one came down.
Yeah, the third one is interesting.
Yeah.
It's outside of that bathtub.
That's right.
So they could afford to blow the basement. And to me, it looked like a regular controlled demolition, except where did it all go?
Yeah.
It looks kind of like they blew out the bottom of it. Blew out a big hole in the ground and let the building just drop down into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From distance, it looks like the building drops over the edge of a cliff.
Okay. Now we've got several callers. I'm gonna have to ask my producer to bring the callers on board.
Okay.
Bushrod, would you bring them up for me? I can't do it from here now. Okay, Bushrod?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good. You're
you
on
doing?
With Dr. Judy Wood.
How you doing, Doctor?
Good.
What she said about the amount of debris,
uh-huh.
I hadn't even considered that. Yes, that was not enough debris for the size and height of those buildings. And so that right there makes a lot of sense. But I really called in to let you guys know, if you didn't know, that the microwave started out as a military weapon.
Whoa.
Yes. I don't know which book to tell you to go to find that,
uh-huh.
but the microwave started out as a military weapon, and they couldn't control the field, so it was killing the wrong people, and so they abandoned that idea, but the same idea was used, hey, we can heat up food with this.
My goodness.
So,
I just learned something I didn't know.
I wish I knew what book to tell you guys to find that, but I'm sure you could Google it and find out for sure.
We'll find it.
Now,
uh-huh.
do you think if something like that was discovered in 2006, if we'd ever learn about it?
If it was discovered in 2006, no, this is old technology.
Oh,
this
right. That was in the early 60s. But if
uh-huh.
something like that was discovered in the year 2000 or 2005 or sometime in the recent past, do you think we would ever hear about it?
No, I don't think we will. Not now, because we would be able to put too much together
uh-huh.
With what just happened on 9/11.
Yep.
And so it'll be years down the line before we find out about this technology again.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Ms. Rod.
All right, hey. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan? Are you with us?
Hello?
Okay, you're on now.
How you doing, sir? Okay.
Good, and you?
All right. I'm not going to say that it's not possible what your guest is talking about, but, I mean, if it is possible, they might have some kind of like a prism that's out in the space. And they use the light from the sun, and it kind of it goes through that prism and makes that concentrated laser beam that she's talking about, right? I mean, for it to get that sort of powerful energy to actually take out some building like the World Trade Center. But I don't mean to get off the subject, but the thing is, I was going to ask you, okay. You know how they talk about Osama bin Laden is dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the possibility he's dead.
Yep.
Okay, now, what is the possibility?
Wait a minute, Dr. Wood?
I, I was thinking that this is the fourth time, or maybe it's the fifth time.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. My point is this. What is the part, I mean, do you think there's a possibility he could have been dead before 9/11? Maybe when you're doing, doing the blood, he probably got killed during the Clinton administration, because Clinton, he did say that he tried to get Osama bin Laden killed. Were they not dropping bombs on Pakistan at that time?
Right.
I mean, he could have been killed during the Clinton administration.
That's right.
But, and the thing is that they claim that he's still alive by showing like these couple photos. But the point is that so they can use that as, so they can utilize the terror for their agenda to go out and fight this so-called war on terrorism, which is a war in Iraq that has nothing to do with 9/11.
Okay. Can you hold on? We have to put you on hold. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back with you and get Dr. Woods' response. We'll be right back.